The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 40 new COVID-19 cases since its last report on Friday. Included in the new cases reported on October 4 are 26 unvaccinated individuals, 2 partially vaccinated people, and 12 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1. One person between 35 and 44 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 2, one youth under 18 years old, and one person between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Barrie, 16, 5 youth under 18 years old, 7 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 5, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 9, 9 youth under 18 years old. One case is linked to close contact and the others are still under investigation. Oro-Medonte, 1, 1 person over 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and the rest are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 1, 1 person from Bracebridge. There are currently 151 active cases in the region. 7 people from Simcoe County, and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,564 cases of COVID-19 with 13,152 of those cases recovered and 261 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 80% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 86% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 25% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 68.6% is fully vaccinated. There are 3 school outbreaks in the region, with 1 new outbreak reported today. The latest outbreak is at St. Anne's Catholic School in Penetanguishene, which was declared on October 1 with 4 cases reported by the health unit. The health unit has declared an outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie as of September 28. There are 2 cases linked to the school. At least 1 classroom is closed, but the school remains open. There is an active outbreak at Monsignor Clare Public School in Barrie. There are 3 confirmed cases linked to the school, and the outbreak was declared on September 22. 2 classrooms are closed, but the school remains open. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 4. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,218 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 63.5% Barrie 4,476 4, 291, 124, 3 October 3 2,918 79.7% Bradford WG 2,222,156 38.1 October 3 5,085 77% Clearview 144, 139, 5 September 16 958 72.8% Collingwood 270, 264, 3 October 2, 1094 88.2% ISA 549544 the 2 of September 28 2278 82% Innisfil 1325 1295 the 19th of October 33214 73.1% Midland 218212 the 6th of September 26 1191 83.2% New Tecumseh 1637 1602 the 18th of October 33866 76.3% Aurelia 355347 the 8th of September 21050 86.5% Oro Medant 246240 the 5th of September 29 1055 90.9% Penetanguishene 211199 the 8th of September 32189 86.2% Remara 125124 the 1st of September 25 1196 66.9% Severn 91883 September 3rd 607 62% Springwater 311308 the 2nd of September 29 1451 86.9% Tay 132126 the 3rd of September 24 1168 86% Tiny 144138 the 2nd of September 24 1065 73.9% Wasaga Beach 308 298 5 1 October 3rd 1299 81.3% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.